You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
John vividly remembers the end of World War II. He was on a Navy destroyer when a kamikaze pilot dove for the battleship New Jersey. The blast from an AA gun and the plane's explosion severely burned John's eyes. It was the last thing John would ever see. If you're a blinded veteran or know someone who is, call BVA at 800-669-7079. That number again, 800-669-7079 for the Blinded Veterans Association.
Have you ever fallen in your own home or know someone who has? You know as well as I do that the consequences can be awful, even fatal. But with Medical Care Alert's Help at the Touch of a Button service, you can get the help you need fast. Well, here's how it works. You get a small shower-safe button to wear, and if you need any help for any reason, just press the button. Medical Care Alert EMT-trained operators will know who and where you are and get you all the help you need. And they'll text and call your contact list to let them know that you are okay, all for around $1 a day with no long-term commitments. So call this toll-free number, 877-234-3033. That's 877-234-3033. And tell them the promo code radio.
The makers of the Polara APS Navigator have your utmost safety in mind. When you approach a busy intersection, the Polara Accessible Pedestrian Signal with Bluetooth technology will help protect you from danger as you cross the street. This equipment can be requested by contacting your local traffic engineering department. Under ADA and legal precedents, you should be provided with this equipment. It is within your rights to request the Polara APS Navigator when needed. Go to Polara.com, click on What is an APS, then click on How to Request an APS. You can print the instructions and sample letter. You can also call Polara at 903-366-0300 to request the forms and letters to be mailed to you. Polara is here for you. No need to think twice. For your safety, call them now, 903-366-0300 or www.polara.com. Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
Welcome back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, and welcome back to the second hour. We are live from Orlando, Florida. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. We're going to go right now to trivia.
We have a caller already. Okay. That's up to you guys.
Okay.
We're going to go right to trivia.
And guess that song already?
The trivia. I'm going to do trivia first. And let's play it right now. 407-894-1680. Let's play this song. Who is singing this song? Who is singing this song? Then we'll take our guest, our caller.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name, no one recognized. recognize me. I didn't look the same, but it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around. Everyone was there.
Okay, who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. I understand we have a caller, but not for trivia. A caller calling in from Tampa, Florida. Name is Greg Limber.
Actually, I think it's Dade City.
Greg Limber, are you there? Greg?
Somebody out there?
Greg, are you there?
Well, I think Chris didn't patch him through.
Oh, okay.
We're taking our taking Greg?
Taking Greg first.
Okay, we're taking Greg first?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, all right, hold on. Here we go, and we should have Greg up in part. Greg, you there?
Hey there, yeah.
Hey, Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Hey, how are you guys?
How you doing?
How's the world champion?
Pretty tired.
So tell us.
Yeah, what's going on in the world?
How are you?
I'm doing well. I did want to talk about this event that I just got back from yesterday. It was the National Beat Baseball Association World Series, and it was held up in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Wow!
All of last week, and I actually played for a team called the Athens Timberwolves out of Georgia. And we actually only won one game. We played seven games and only won one. So we had a tough go at it. But it was a lot of fun. Met a lot of great people. And definitely got a workout.
Yeah. Looks like you lost weight. I saw the pictures.
Yeah.
It wasn't hot there, was it?
It was pretty comfortable. It was actually in the 50s in the morning.
Oh, that's nice.
And that's
like
good.
Greg,
70s during the day.
Greg, so. How did you get on the team with Georgia? How does that work?
Timberwolves. Last year I played with the Daytona Bats last year, but they were not able to get enough players this year. So I ended up hooking up with this team out of Athens, and they were actually looking for a couple more players.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that happened. And I did want to mention I had three hits, you know.
Yay.
There you go, there you go,
total
there you go.
In all the games, so.
Was your mom there?
Yeah,
that's
both
what
my
I thought.
Parents were there.
Oh,
wow.
He had a big cheering section.
Your brother, too?
Nah, he wasn't able to come. Lily couldn't come either.
Lily couldn't come either.
That's funny. So,
well, we actually have family up there in that area, too, that we saw. So it was nice, kind of a nice vacation for everyone.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun. And I did want to mention there were two teams. There was a team from St. Louis.
Yeah.
Called the St. Louis Firing Squad.
Oh, jeez.
And then there was one called the Lone Star Roadrunners out of Dallas.
Oh,
how
Texas,
appropriate. Yeah.
Yeah, Texas.
Yeah,
Lone Star.
I know you guys are on those stations and those markets.
Absolutely.
So
did you
tell? Shout out to them.
I guess you told them to listen then.
Oh yeah. Well,
thank you for being our ambassador there.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So
yeah.
Give
yeah.
them a loud.
I did want to mention.
Yeah, give them a shout out.
The Indy Thunder, a team out of Indianapolis that actually won for the third straight year. So they're really the best team going now.
Mm-hmm. Well, shout out
to all these guys I hope they call in.
Shout out to all the beatball players, the world champions, all
absolutely.
Of them.
Yeah.
Very
I should
cool.
also mention there was a team from Taiwan there.
Oh, wow.
Toronto Blind Jays from Canada.
Oh.
So it is really a World Series, literally. So it was really an awesome experience.
Well, that's cool. Well, thank you, Greg. We're going to take our other caller, but
thanks for sharing
all that.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
And congratulations on your three hits.
Yep.
Thanks.
Talk to you later, Greg.
Thanks for calling again, Greg.
All right.
Thanks
take
a
care.
Lot.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, now we're going to take a person calling in. Who is it calling in for trivia?
Our friend all the way over on the west side of the United States, Brent Bacon.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Funny. That's funny.
Brent.
He was determined.
You were determined to call back, huh?
Yes, a long time.
Hanging
long
in there.
Time no talk, my
long time no talk.
So you think you know who's singing this song?
Yes, I think I know who's singing the song.
Who is it?
Ricky Nelson.
100% right. 100% right.
There you go.
You know,
You're determined to win, I'll tell you that.
He had a lot of hit records, and Garden Party was a big record in the 70s for him. Do you know what was his last hit before he died?
I'm not sure. I mean, I know he did The Traveling Man. He
now
did
that's back in
Hello,
the,
Mary Lou.
Mary Lou. Mary Lou. Mary Lou was the last song before he died, as per...
What was it?
That was done in the 80s, because he died in mid-80s, 84, 85, and this was in the 80s. And but his biggest song ever was Poor Little Fool. That's what he did back in the 50s.
Speaking of Greg.
I do remember that song, yes. Yeah.
Well, you just won yourself $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, I appreciate that.
There you go.
So we'll send it to you. Give your address. Make sure he's got it, and we'll send you out a $10 gift card. See, it pays to listen to
thanks,
the Blind
Greg.
Beyond Radio Show. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. Thank you.
And I appreciate you folks. Don't forget it.
Okay, thank
man.
You. Thank
we
you
won't
very much.
Forget. Thank you, Brett.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We will have one more trivia later in the show. Can you play that thing? That
I don't think he has that. Chris. He's on the phone, Michael.
Oh, okay.
No.
Chris has something that he's got to play.
I don't think people would appreciate that on the air.
Well, let's see. Lynn played
we only have 3 minutes.
Well, we come back.
No, when we come back, our guests call
after him then, because the people will get a laugh.
He's going to get it on the air anyhow, Lynn.
One way or another, we're going to get
it on the air. I don't think it's going to translate too well on the air.
Well, we'll have to see. Just for a minute, I want to see if what it is.
I don't think it's funny.
It is funny. It's ridiculous. It's funny, ridiculous.
It's funny, but it shouldn't be happening.
Let me tell you what it is.
Sheila wouldn't think it's funny.
No,
she's a teacher.
Sheila would get mad.
Yeah.
Any teacher would get mad. What it is, it is a kid.
See what you started, Chris?
It is a kid. We don't know how old the kid is.
Yes, we do. Between 3 and 4.
3 and 4-year-old kid who...
was sent to timeout.
What happened was the teacher was getting mad at this kid. And the kid was talking back to the teacher. And you can hear him talking to the
rudely.
It's a girl.
Talking.
It wasn't a boy. It was a girl.
It's a little girl.
A little girl. And the little girl says to the teacher, don't tell me what to do. And the teacher says, you are in timeout. And the little girl says, don't you tell me that I'm in timeout.
Well, maybe later we'll play it. But the point is...
And it's the reason why I'm saying it's funny, because it's a 3-year-old. I mean...
Don't know anything.
But it's not funny because there's no respect.
Right. What? I said to Lynn at the time I heard it,
needs
if
a licking.
This kid was ours, I would have to turn the kid over on the behind
not,
and make sure...
Not in the 21st century,
and make sure
know.
That kid got a licking on her behind, because the bottom line is, well, what else would you do? Because this kid, if it has no respect to a teacher now at 3,
right.
What are you going to do when the kid becomes 10 and 15?
That's the scary thing.
So
it's not
that
funny.
I'm saying, it was a sick funny because you listen to this little kid not being nice. You know, it's something like Art Linkletter would have had on the radio and television.
I don't know about that.
Anyway, did you find it yet?
No. We're going to go to break, Michael, and then we're going to take our guest caller. So we'll see what happens at the end of the show. If we don't do it today, we'll do it another day.
Yeah, because it takes...
I think it's going to lose it anyway.
You know what? No matter what, I think we'll send it to Sheila.
Let
Sheila hear it. Or you can... It's on my Facebook page if you want to go to my Facebook page, Chris Shaw, and you can just pull it up on my Facebook page. I feel some kind of way about it. I'm just going to say it like that.
Yeah, I will.
That makes sense, Mike?
Well, anybody who has kids or grandkids...
Because I know if it was my child, she won't have no teeth in her mouth.
Right.
Well, I wouldn't say my teeth.
I'm telling you, she won't have no teeth in her mouth. That's just me, and that's just the way I...
It's scary, because if they're like that at 3, what the heck is she going to be like that at 10? And there's too many kids like that now without respect. But anyway, so we're going to go
and we got our guest caller from Kansas City on the phone line.
Oh, Kansas City?
All right.
Oh, that's where he's from?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Doing a break, though.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. We have a very good guest coming right back. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Bye.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineering department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's P-O-L-A-R-A.com.
Everyone needs a little help organizing their home or office. The 6-dot Braille label maker, manufactured by Logan Tech, lets you easily label your world with crisp, clear, quality Braille labels using patented, user-friendly technology. Now you can simply type the Braille into a Perkins-style keyboard and the Braille comes out effortlessly. It even has an automatic cutter and scores the tape so you can easily peel it without a struggle. If you want to use a QWERT keyboard instead, simply plug it in, type the words, and out comes the Braille. Mention Blind and Beyond Radio Show and get 10% off your order of any of our products. Contact info@logantech.com or call 203-721-6074. That's 203-721-6074. Label your world today. Logan Tech, improving your quality of life.
Imagine vision-free, voice-free communication and control of smartphones and other Bluetooth devices. Using just the fingers of one hand, tapping any surface, your body, your chair, your dog. Tap is an affordable, wearable input device. Sits at the base of your finger. No need for a keyboard or even a mouse. You don't need to hold anything. Text, email, activate apps, and control your Bluetooth devices with tactical precision. Tap for only $179. Tap fits right in your pocket. 8 hours of battery life with a charge case. 64 hours on the go charge. Tap allows fun, vision-free gaming app will teach you the tap alphabet finger combination. Tap into technology with Tap. Learn more at TapWithUs.com. Tap, tap.
Call 1-800-299-0700. That's the number for crystal vision. Everyone should know.
Crystal Vision makes everything crystal clear. And adaptive equipment for people of all ages, like CCTVs, portable CCTVs, scanners, magnifiers, OCRs, and more. Visit us on the web at www.crystalvision.com. And remember,
to call 1-800-299-0700.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. You want to call in? Hope you do. 407-894-1680. Right now we have a guest on the line. His name is Dan Wallace. Tell the folks about Dan Wallace.
Well, just very briefly for now, Dan Wallace is a retired U.S. Army veteran, and he is chairman for the Operation Peer Support Committee of the Blinded Veterans Association. Welcome, Dan.
Welcome, Dan.
Hey, Dan, welcome. Oh.
Meet Gary.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Dan, before we get started, I'd like to introduce you to Gary, in case you didn't hear. Gary Sinclair, he's another vet. Gary, introduce yourself so the two of you can talk.
Hello, Dan. I'm a Navy CB.
All right.
Thank you. Yes. I'm glad you're here. I read up a little bit on your story, and I know you're going to thrill the audience out here tonight because you got a real good story to talk about. And, yes, the BVA, I make sure since the show started, we always support the BVA. Top of the second hour, every show. So we're in full support of all our vets out there. All our vets that are out there listening now, I want to thank you for your services. So, Dan, tell us a little bit about all of what you do now.
Well, I am, as was stated earlier, I'm the chairman for the Operation Peer Support Committee, but I'm also the national treasurer for the Blinded Veterans Association. Uh-huh. And with the Operation Peer Support, what we do is we've moved along here in the last 3 years, and this last year we've had an event every month, and we're continuing on with that. I guess to talk more about specifically the Appalachian Trail and the Ranger Camp, which right. is near and dear to my heart. It was, I believe, 4 years ago. I was at a benefit concert and a dining in the dark in Richmond, Virginia, with another good friend and fellow blinded veteran, Steve Vasquez. And we had just met not too long before that. And I said, you know, he was telling me about all his expeditions climbing mountains, and it clicked in my head. I'm like, well, I, you know, how things you forget. I'm like, I was an instructor at the mountain phase of the U.S. Army Ranger School. I wonder if I still got some buddies. And I reached out, and we started 4 years ago. It was a simple phone call. They brought us in, took care of us, and I take blinded veterans, members of our association, and they climb the same mountains that the Ranger students climb in that mm-hmm. phase of training. We go to the range, we shoot. Mm-hmm. It's just a great week. It's usually in conjunction with their open house.
I got to ask you a question, a quick one.
Open arms.
You said you do shooting? You actually shoot?
We shoot.
And how? Because I've been off with we had a guy years ago that had a license permit to carry a weapon, and he went, and he's totally blind, but they taught him on listen for a sound, and then he fired sound. Is that the way you did it?
Well, at the range, and we do it in conjunction with the Gainesville Police Department in North Georgia and also the Lumpkin County Sheriff's Department, which is also in North Georgia. We work off of them guiding us into the target, but we also, just to throw in for your information, and maybe we can talk at a later date, we support two hunting trips throughout the physical year. So in the fall, we have a deer hunt, mm-hmm. and in the spring, we have a turkey hunt that we help sponsor and promote, and we use the iScope.
Okay.
And the iScope is it's just a simple adaptive device that goes on the scope of a rifle or a shotgun, and then your iPhone hooks up to it so the spotter can see exactly what's going on down the scope via your iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And it will work with Android as well. And we've been very successful in the last 2 years with our, you know, blinded veterans harvesting turkeys and deer.
Hmm. Wow. That's very interesting.
I'd like to hear more.
Yeah. Well, tell us more. I'm wondering, like, you know, I'm always a little afraid of heights, but I guess being blind now, I could be afraid of heights because I can't see it.
It says 4,400 feet, it says.
Yeah. So tell us about climbing and how you don't fall off them cliffs.
Well, I guess it's just like anyone else climbing. You're just very careful.
do you use a cane?
The important thing when we...
No.
I'm
no.
sorry, go ahead.
Do you use a cane or, I mean... You got to have something.
No, now the difference, just so we understand, the difference between hiking a mountain and actually physically climbing
uh-huh.
a mountain. So when we climb, we use the clock system.
Okay.
And so the clock system would give us direction and then the distance. So you have a handhold at your 2 o'clock, 6 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And you reach up and you feel for that handhold, the same with the foot holds all the way up the side of the cliff.
Mm.
So that's how we climb. Now, when it comes to hiking, and we get on, I guess, onto the Appalachian Trail,
mm-hmm.
It's the guide. Basically, we use the trekking poles instead of the normal cane because that's worthless out in the woods. And the trekking poles help feel out, so you have one in each hand, and it helps to feel out for mm-hmm. your next foot position
okay.
where it's going to go. With the Appalachian Trail, actually, we were at a turkey hunting event, and it was myself and fellow blinded veterans. And I said, you know, what is something that we can get out and do as blinded veterans that maybe hasn't been done with a group of blinded veterans? Mm-hmm. And we was going down different things and said, we came up with the idea of the Appalachian Trail. And I said, I believe I can get support for us to get on the trail.
Uh-huh.
And so this year was the first year, and we did it in conjunction with the invasion of Normandy, World War II. So my goal was to walk, because it's this year was the 74th anniversary. And I said, at a minimum, we're going to walk 74 miles Whoa. For the anniversary.
You walked 74 miles?
Actually,
that's what they did. Yep.
Wait, well, actually, we probably did just a tad bit more than 74.
You walked 74 miles?
On the Appalachian Trail, yes. We walked basically
wow.
the entire Georgia portion of the Appalachian Trail. Next yeah. year, we're going to be in North Carolina.
Oh.
But this year, once again, and in the evenings, what I did is we had five blinded American veterans, members of the BVA, and uh-huh. we had two blinded British veterans, members of the Blinded Veterans United Kingdom, which is our sister organization. And I gave each one of the veterans a task of studying, researching, and speaking about one of the units that actually participated in D-Day.
Right.
So, as an example, I took care of the 101st. And I had the guides assist us as well. So our guides, and I guess that's the biggest one here, is
okay.
this really couldn't happen without the help of my fellow Rangers. We had three of our guides they're inducted into the Ranger Hall of Fame. Two of them have won the best Ranger competition,
wow.
which is probably one of the toughest competitions in the world.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
We had the Lumpkin County Sheriff's Department, and it's just such a large Ranger community. And when we reached out and said, would you like to help? It was bent over backwards.
Wow.
We had the county commissioners out there with us. We had the Lumpkin County Sheriff's Department on duty with us 24 hours a day.
Uh-huh.
It was just phenomenal.
How many in the group?
Well, it depended on the day, because we had a lot of guest walkers, people who just wanted to come and spend the day with us on the trail.
Uh-huh.
So at any given time, we would probably have 16 or so on the trail.
Okay.
And
can you hold just a second? Anybody out yeah. there that wants to call and ask Dan a question, please call 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. I'm sure Dan can answer your questions for you. Go ahead, Dan.
I was just going to say it was in the support element in the evening. So when we would get done for the day, we slept in the woods out on the trail. But
oh, cool.
The support element would have our camp set up for us, uh-huh. cots, dinner ready to go.
Wow.
We couldn't ask for a better support team than what we had.
Wow. I still can't get over your walk 74 miles yourself.
And how was the weather?
Yeah.
Actually, the weather was it was very forgiving.
Oh, wow.
We had a little mist on the first afternoon, and then after that, it did get a bit warm, but understand that we're so high up in there that it doesn't. We had a good breeze blowing, let's put it like that.
Well, if somebody was interested in doing this with you, how would they get involved in getting a hold and finding out and how much it costs and whatever they got to do with transportation to get to meet you all? Where did they meet you? Could you fill in some of that?
Well, I think when you talk about being involved, it would be the difference between if they were wanting to be a guide or a fellow blinded veteran wanting to participate.
Well, say a blinded veteran. Say a blinded veteran like me, or how would I do
it? Okay. So what we'll do is we put it on the BVA website.
Okay.
And this year, I was very selective. And just so I can plug it real quick, it's www.bva.org.
Uh-huh. That's easy.
Operation Peer Support has its own little site there. And understand, the Operation Peer Support Committee, mm-hmm. It's all Blinded Veterans Association.
Right.
We just are the trying to get the veterans moving.
Right.
But it is all to serve and support. It's all about the BVA.
Okay.
Because OPS and what we do would not exist if it wasn't for the Blinded Veterans Association.
Absolutely.
So that's the premier and most important thing. if I had a message to put out there other than the message to my fellow blinded veterans, is this is our veteran service organization, and I believe it's our duty to support it
and keep it
going strong.
Is there anything like a local around when you're doing these events that the local media knows what you're doing so you can pass the word out that way?
So when we were on the Appalachian Trail, we were on two of the ABC and the NBC affiliate news stations out of Atlanta.
Great.
We were had a very large, wonderful article posted in the Atlanta Constitutional Journal.
Mm-hmm.
We were also in four other newspapers in the area.
That's getting weird.
The Gainesville Times, the Dahlonega Nugget, and there was another one. So, yeah, we had lots of media. They interviewed us prior to the trail, and then when we came off the trail, and live news broadcast when we were coming off the trail, because we finished it all up with rappelling in down a 60-foot cliff at the mountain range camp.
Wow. So what would this all cost approximately? Or how long? I mean, is this a week, 2 weeks?
So we started on June 1st, and we finished on June 6th, which was the anniversary of D-Day.
Okay, yeah.
And the cost to our veterans was zero.
Wow.
When we bring veterans in,
great.
When we bring veterans in for an event, the Operation Peer Support pays for everything. We do not ask a veteran. The only thing that we will not pay for, and I'm not, this isn't trying to send a bad message or anything, but we will not pay for alcoholic beverages.
Oh, I agree there. You don't want that. But what about transportation? How do I get there? I mean,
We coordinate your transportation for you. We'll either fly you in.
Wow.
If you have someone that brings you in, we'll pay for your mileage.
Wow.
We pay for all your meals. We pay for your lodging.
Hey, Michael, I'm going hiking.
Yeah, you're not going 74 miles.
And I'm
going
to learn how to shoot the gun again.
Yeah, but you won't go 74 miles. You're lucky if you walk 2 miles.
I couldn't walk 74 feet.
You're lucky if you walk 2 miles.
I think I'm out of shape. Thinking of that, what's the say the oldest person age-wise that's gone and made it?
So the Appalachian Trail was the first time this year is the first time we've done this.
Uh-huh.
And the oldest blinded veteran on the trail was probably me. I was 54 at the time when we did the trail.
Good. You're good.
54 to walk. You must be in very good shape.
54
years old and walk 74 miles. That's pretty good.
Well, what I always tell everybody, because I'm the old guy of the young guy group, so I was blinded in Iraq in 2003. But at the time, I had 18 years of service already in.
Okay.
I was a company first sergeant, 101st.
Well, okay.
But as I tell everybody, I'm the old guy of the young guy group, or the young person group. So,
well, if I come, you're going to do the fireman carry with me.
Yeah. I always tell everybody, I said, you know, I'm here with these young athletes, and they are. Some of them are professional athletes.
Yeah.
And I say, when it comes to me, I'm just too stupid to quit.
So do you have local chapters around the country? How does it work? Like, where would Gary go in this area to participate with the BBA?
So with... In the Florida area, you have the Florida Regional Group.
Right, right.
And the president of the Florida Regional Group right now is Carlos Puri.
Right.
Who is a young war on terrorism veteran, the Marine Corps.
Okay.
And he just got elected this year.
Uh-huh.
So you would get up with the Florida Regional Group.
Okay.
And you can go to the BVA website and get all that information as well on your regional group. For me, I'm in the Heartland, so I'm in Kansas City, Missouri, so I'm in the Heartland Regional Group.
Okay.
But we have... I believe we're still working on our count, but we have like 52 regional groups, and the regional groups all fall into districts, and we have 6 districts.
Okay.
So Florida falls into District 5, and your district director is Paul Kaminsky.
Yeah, I know Paul very well.
Yeah, Dan, we're going to go to break. Can you hold so we can continue talking after the break?
You're interesting.
Sure.
All right. Don't go away. Right back.
Thank you, Dan.
You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
Every
everyone needs a little help organizing their home or office. The 6-dot Braille label maker, manufactured by LoganTech, lets you easily label your world with crisp, clear, quality Braille labels using patented, user-friendly technology. Now you can simply type the Braille into a Perkins-style keyboard and the Braille comes out effortlessly. It even has an automatic cutter and scores the tape so you can easily peel it without a struggle. If you want to use a QWERT keyboard instead, simply plug it in, type the words, and out comes the Braille. Mention Blind and Beyond Radio Show and get 10% off your order of any of our products. Contact info@logantech.com or call 203-721-6074. That's 203-721-6074. Label your world today. LoganTech, improving your quality of life.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Medical care alert. It's something you can't be without. For a dollar a day, well, let's say you can afford it. And the point is, it'll save your life. I had two friends that have died, and one almost died. Could have changed their whole life. Who knows? But the bottom line is this. Medical care alert. The EMT are all-American based, and they're certified. You can wear it on your neck or on your wrist. And Angie's List approved. And also have given 5 stars by many of their users. Call this phone number, 1-877-234-3033. 877-234-3033. The promo code is radio. Remember that name. Promo code radio for special pricing. Don't wait. Call today.
Imagine vision-free, voice-free communication and control of smartphones and other Bluetooth devices. Using just the fingers of one hand, tapping any surface. Your body, your chair, your dog. Tap is an affordable, wearable, input device. Sits at the base of your finger. No need for a keyboard or even a mouse. You don't need to hold anything. Text, email, activate apps, and control your Bluetooth devices with tactical precision. Tap for only $179. Tap fits right in your pocket. 8 hours of battery life with a charge case. 64 hours on the go charge. Tap allows fun, vision-free gaming app will teach you the tap alphabet finger combination. Tap into technology with Tap. Learn more at TapWithUs.com. Tap, tap. Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. You're listening to Gary Sinclair, take over.
Okay, Dan the Man, let's hear some more of the story about this adventures, the adventures that you do.
Appalachian Trail.
Oh, well, I mean, we could just keep going on about the Appalachian Trail. We had a great group. You'd asked earlier how to get involved, and the first time we ever do an event, for lack of better words, I always bring in my A-team, and the A-team is the guys that I know can accomplish the mission, and that way we can evaluate it, and if we have to tailor it for fellow veterans, mm-hmm. we can do that. But I have to know what our veterans, and this is, like I said, the ones that I know can go that extra mile. I need to know their feedback on it.
Right.
So when we bring other veterans onto the trail, we can say, look, they might not be able to do 12 miles, but they could do 4
1
miles.
Mile.
Yeah. So I always have to have that strong baseline so I can evaluate.
Your first year, you're going to learn a whole lot, and it's going to help for next year. And is it you're going to redesign and you're going to move to another area, is right?
Yeah, next year my goal is to do North Carolina.
North Carolina.
The state?
And
not
the whole state, yeah.
The whole state.
Oh,
the whole
state.
Gosh. Wow.
Yeah, and next year it'll be a tad bit more difficult because we won't have that support team every night. We'll be living out of our backpacks. That's my goal.
Wow.
Now, what I really want to do, but we have to, one, we have to raise more funds, but what I would like to do is I would like to have teams, and, you know, you do the math how many teams it would take.
Right.
But I would like to have teams of blinded veterans and guides every 200 miles on the trail from Georgia to Maine. And we all start on the same day.
Wow.
We all walk our 200 miles, and then we get transportation to bring us all to a central location, say Virginia.
And a big party.
And we
have going to Philly for cheesesteaks?
What's that?
We're going to stop in Philadelphia for cheesesteaks. If we go from Georgia to Maine, we stopping in Philly for cheesesteaks?
Yeah, well, you know, we got to stop along the way. In Georgia, we get peanuts and peaches, and we get up to Maine, we'll get some lobster.
What's your main? Do you do MREs? Meals?
We had MREs, but mainly in the morning we had our support crew would make us breakfast sandwiches. And then for lunch, MREs were made available to everybody, but usually it was just snacks, trail meals.
What's MREs?
Yeah, wait a minute, guys. For the people, what's MREs?
Yeah, what's MREs?
Meals ready to eat.
Oh, meals ready to eat, MREs.
But they're so much better than my days.
Not like rations.
I had C rations, yes.
Yeah.
1942
what?
C rations.
Oh, no. Leftover from 1942.
Stale cigarettes, yes.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Like I said, we had that on the trail. I think we didn't take very long lunch breaks. So it was it would have been a task to sit and eat a whole MRE or something like that. So usually it's just
a
quick snack.
Right.
Because we know he's going to have a good dinner that evening.
Right. Absolutely.
All right. Well,
I'm sure glad that you came up with this story and to tell us all about all the adventures and what's going to go on in the future. It's good stuff.
Dan, when you have the next event, will you be incorporating historical facts and history again?
I would like to. Mm-hmm. I would like to, and it might not be World War II. It could be any historical.
Right, it could be anything.
I want it to revolve around the military, though, with our veterans.
Got to go to Gettysburg, then.
What's that?
I said you have to go to Gettysburg, then, if it's going to be military.
That's right. That's right. You know, we're in North Carolina. It might be it might be celebrating some battle that was the Revolutionary War North Carolina.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, as I said, Dan, you know, Paul Kaminsky's my man down here, and he's the one that sets us up with these commercials. He has been since we started doing the BVA. But I would really appreciate that you would come back next year.
That's right.
And tell us all about what happened and what you're planning next to do.
All righty.
There you go.
I would be very pleased and happy to do that. And understand, we do events every month, so I can keep you updated.
Please do. Please do.
Well, just keep in touch with us, Dan.
We got a website.
I will.
Write to Lynn and keep her informed, and we'll have you back.
I will. And could I just leave one final message?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Sure thing.
What I always tell my veterans, especially the new veterans coming into the association and trying to get them involved and moving forward, is we may have had our sight taken from us, but we haven't had our vision taken from us.
That's right.
Wonderful message.
Thank you.
I like the message. Like it.
Well, thank you, Dan Wallace. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Yep, you're a good man.
Thank you
all inspirational.
So much.
Thank you, and have a good night. We appreciate you.
Yep,
you too.
Thanks for coming on.
Bye-bye.
All righty, folks.
I like what he just said.
Yep.
Well, are you ready? It's time. It's time for trivia. And end of this trivia, I'm going to talk a little bit about something that I learned about this group who's singing this song. I'm going to tell you about it. Something I learned about it, and I thought I knew everything about music, and I guess I didn't. Let's play the song. The song was a big hit, and we'll talk about the group after someone guesses who's singing. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
Every smile for the man who held your hand beneath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Oh, I know that the music's fine, like sparkling wine. Go and have your fun, laugh and sing. But while we're apart, don't give your heart to anyone. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me.
407-894-1680. Who is singing the song? This was a smash hit. Number one song, too. Who's singing the song? What group? It's a group. Who's singing it?
You know what's amazing here tonight, Michael?
Yep.
Not once did we have to ask for an out-of-stater to call.
Yeah.
Both of our trivia questions have been one out-of-state, not a Floridian is called tonight.
That's right.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing the song?
Forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me.
All right. Phones are wide open. Who is singing the song? 407-894-1680.
Florida, you're welcome to call in.
I was going to say, I predict an Orlando person will call for this one.
Yeah.
I got to tell you a great story about this group.
When did you learn this information?
Oh,
I know how you did it. Okay.
Yep. I'll tell them, everybody.
Okay.
Tell the answer.
Okay.
Okay.
Anybody calling in
no,
yet?
No, he's not on the phone yet.
I can't believe it.
Nope.
Oh, my God. Great Google Moogle. I can't believe it. The phone should be ringing. Everybody should know this group. Everybody should know the song. Number one song. Well, nobody calls in. I'm going to give the answer in 2 minutes. I'm going to give the answer in 2 minutes. Nobody calls. I cannot believe nobody's calling. It's unbelievable. Well, hey, Chris, any calls?
No, not yet, but I know who it is. Do I count?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
I get it right every week. You tell me I'm wrong, but I know I'd be right.
Especially since it's written down.
Yeah, right.
I give them the list of what
okay,
to play.
Okay, one minute, and that's it. I'm going to give the answer.
Oh, brother.
1 minute.
Well, I still say it seems really quiet here tonight.
It's been low.
We usually have all these people sitting
I know.
Around.
Last week
and it's just
bustling.
Gary.
Just me. I'm not bustling.
I'm still thinking
of walking
that
74 miles.
That nobody's calling yet. It's blowing my mind.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to tell you who it is then. You ready for me, Mike?
Yeah, who is it?
Cool in the Game.
Not quite.
Up. Hold on. Don't wait, right. wait. Don't say nothing, Mike. Just keep talking, but don't say I got to call.
Okay.
Well, I got something I got to say.
It's funny. The other two calls.
What, Gary?
The one that by Ricky Nelson, he called in fast, and I didn't think anybody would
know
that
I felt badly because Greg would have guessed that.
And your song.
Yep.
They called in from St. Louis. Yep. The guy called in Jack.
Yeah,
I didn't think he'd know.
Nice.
That was easy. That was
a nice that Jack
this song in. Was a number one song.
Yep. I just want to tell our listeners out there that we've complained of so much rain. We finally had 2 days in a row with no rain.
That's right.
We're happy.
What you got, Chris?
What's Chris? On the line?
All right, so we're going to travel all the way over on the west coast of the state of Florida, since you wanted somebody from Florida. Yeah, Florida. The west coast over by the Gulf, St. Petersburg, Florida. The one, the only, the fabulous Miss Debbie. How you doing, Debbie?
Hey, Debbie.
Hello,
hey,
Debbie.
How you doing tonight? Debbie, hi, Lynn and Michael.
Did you like that intro?
Very nice.
I think I know the answer. Okay, it's Save the Last Dance for Me by the Drifters.
100% right.
You made Michael happy that you got it.
That's right. You just
I'm surprised nobody got it sooner.
That's right. I got to tell you a story, but you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Debbie, wonderful.
Enjoy it, and it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. But
yes,
listen,
knows.
I got to tell you a story. You know music? A little bit? Well, you got the Drifters. Let me tell you something I learned, and I got to tell you how I learned it, okay? Because I thought I knew a lot about music, and sometimes I do, but I didn't know this one. This was something, and who told me the answer was my girlfriend, Alexa. You know Alexa?
Oh yeah. That's how we're listening to the show tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Well,
that's
you're not supposed to cheat and ask Alexa who's
singing
the song.
I didn't.
Listen,
no.
like I do.
But let
in
me
fact,
just
I was in the restroom and my husband said, "Why didn't you call?" And I said, "Well, let me get out of the bathroom."
Well, Debbie, let me just tell you this. I didn't know. And for all the people that are visually impaired and blind, and I always talk about Plan B and always talk about other things. Let me just tell you what Alexa told me, which I didn't know.
So tell us already.
This group, by the way, was in our show, and we had in Florida, Las Vegas, and we hired them. We paid them a lot of money, the Drifters, and they sang the actual group, the Drifters, quite a few years ago. But I didn't know this story, and here's the rest of the story. They started out in 1953, this group, the Drifters.
Uh-huh.
They were a backup group. The person they were singing for, they were nothing. They were just a backup group for the singer who's singing. And what happened was, this group, the guy said, "What's your name?" These guys. And they said, they have to think of a name. They said, "Well, let's go call themselves the Drifters," because they were a bunch of drifters.
Yeah, they were all over the place.
And
I saw them in person a few times back when I lived in New Jersey.
Okay, well, I'm just saying that the story is, in 1953, this group was formed. They called themselves the Drifters because they're all drifters. And they were backing up Clyde McFadder. And that's how they came to be, because Clyde McFadder later became their lead singer for a few years, and they had many hits. Their first hit was Searching, and then of course they had songs like There Goes My Baby, and this song was number one, Save the Last Dance. But they had many hits, and then they had different lead singers, and after Clyde McFadder, they had a guy named Benny King. And Benny
I remember
King,
him, yeah.
Benny King was their lead singer later. So the group originally
Spanish Harlem.
That's right, Spanish Harlem, very good. But I'm saying they had many, many hits. Okay, and Up on the Boardwalk.
We got to go to break, Michael.
Yep.
So anyway, Under the Boardwalk.
Thank you,
Under
Debbie.
The boardwalk. There you go.
Yep. Oh, make sure he has a
request. So, Debbie, you just won yourself a $10 gift card. We'll be sending out, give your address and everything to Chris.
Okay.
And we'll send it out.
Thanks.
Thank you
so much.
You're
welcome.
Thank you.
Take
great
care.
Great show tonight.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the ACT test prep. Taught by experts in the field of blindness and low vision, World Services for the Blind's ACT test prep course provides live instruction, homework review, and customized recommendations based on practice test performance. Featured benefits of the ACT test prep program include personalized support tailored to an individual's needs and goals, specific support in the areas of test-taking strategies, understanding accommodations for those with disabilities, and 4 full-length practice tests. The on-campus portion of the class is held at World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, where students receive 5 days of intensive training. Pre-reading materials are sent so that the prep starts the minute students sign up, and post-evaluation support continues for 2 weeks following the on-campus course. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsbblind.org.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Are you afraid in your own home? Do you worry about your home even when you're away? Abode Security System is the smarter way to secure your home. Abode is compatible with Google Home and Alexa. Abode provides total home security and convenient home automation features. Check in from anywhere using our iOS and Android apps. Completely accessible. The starter kit has everything you'll need to get started yourself. Self-installed in minutes. For more information, call 650-443-7834. Again, that is 650-443-7834. Visit our website at www.goabode.com/B&B. Be safe, be secure, Abode.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael, 407-894-1680. That's the number to call in, and you're on, Miss
Lynn.
Lynn.
Okay, well, it's that
time. I didn't forget your name.
You never know, right, Gary?
That's right.
It's that time of the night when I get to tell you who's coming next week, and our co-host Sheila Young will be joining us in the studio with our guest caller, Peter Korn, who's the Director of Accessibility at Amazon.
Amazon will be calling
in. And Peter Korn will be calling in to tell us all about accessibility where we shop at Amazon. And then we also will have Greg Akins will be calling in. And Greg is the Senior Assistive Technology Instructor at the Center for the Visually Impaired in Atlanta, Georgia. So that'll be another nice show next week. Hope you all join us. Thanks for sitting there for a week, Gary, waiting for us to come back.
Absolutely. I love staying here. I'm going to take a break.
Sinclair, you're okay, Sinclair.
Yeah. Thank you.
Very good show.
Fisher!
You're I got a twin that looked just like me. It wasn't me.
You're okay, Sinclair. Right. And Shaw, you're okay. Hey, listen to this. S&S, Sinclair and Shaw.
You already know. The S&S factor.
S&S.
I like it Shaw and Sinclair better than Sinclair and Shaw. What do you think?
Whatever. We're
going off the air. I thank you all.
Yep.
God bless you all. Be safe. See you next week.
Yep. Same time.
Same time, same
7
place.
7 p.m. Eastern time.
Love you.
Take care.
Have a good week, everybody. Bye-bye. Thank you.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together. We're polishing up our act. And if you